Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lime. Batting second. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Rich Rees. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cesar Tovar. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. And now, play ball. Lime is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Carew reaches second base with a double. Rich Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a fly ball towards right. Davalillo catches it and throws to third to double up. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alvis for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is hit by the pitch. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alva settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Chance, and towards Carew, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is hit by the pitch. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ulander. The throw from Sims and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tovar scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez now playing shortstop. Cesar Tovar now playing third base. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Cardinal steals second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardinal scores. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Horton strikes out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alves. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Alves steals second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves juggles the ball. That's an error on Alves. Oliva moves to second. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ulander strikes out. Sims drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ulander out. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roseboro moves to third. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Carew steals second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva is walked intentionally. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reese. Horton reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Horton moves to third. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown is walked intentionally. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Brown steals second. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton scores. Brown scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison pinch hits for Dean Chance. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Allison reaches second base with a double. Tovar moves to third. Frank Castro pinch hits for John Roseboro. Mike Paul now pitching. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar juggles the ball. That's an error on Tovar. Alvis moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo bunts towards the mound. Peronoski fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to third. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Uhlander is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Clark pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.